Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. And it's a day after the most peculiar day ever that probably most of us seen in American history. You know, we just got to pray for this country. Got to pray that truth is exposed. And we got to be the good. We got to be the change. We have to believe in good. Quite frankly, in my little brain, I'm kind of thinking that the riot was started by somebody that really, really was out for more nefarious behavior. But that's just my theory, and I'm going to stick to it. Now, I'm hearing some other things, that there's other stuff that's going to be coming out. I don't know, friends. Is it over? Maybe it's over for this president. I just hope they treat him fairly after all he did for this country. Yeah, some of his tweets were stupid. But you know what? More peace in the Middle East. Now we're not more respected around the world. And you know what? There is a great reset coming. Okay? Pay attention to some other things besides our politics. I'm just very disappointed. We're better than this. We are a nation founded in liberty and truth and justice for all. But, you know, and we are rebel rousers. That's a great thing. But we are not anarchists. And it was just very interesting, the timing of it. So I guess eventually truth and time go hand in hand. I am concerned for this man because he has given so much, and what they may do is play the lawfare game with him. So keep your brain focused on what's going on. Keep praying. I know this whole show is not going to be about what's going on in the political realm because, you know, we have to empower ourselves. We have to be people that are self-sufficient. We have to be rugged individualists. See, this country truly, truly was founded by people that love freedom, liberty, self-determination, and personal responsibility. Okay? This election was stolen from 73 million people, of which I am one of. Now here in Illinois, it doesn't matter anyway, all of our electoral votes. But how can you tell me you're seeing ballots being moved in the middle of the night and there's nothing to see here? Well, I guess we now know who the swamp really is and where they're really at and what they're really doing. People are very concerned about a disastrous Biden economy. Now, big corporations like, hey, Amazon, you're going to do good, Bezos. He's a billionaire, you know. Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. But you know what? You know what? It's time. It's time for us to awaken to empowerment. It's time for us to break out of our own heads And it's time for us to be the change. Okay, so, you know, I don't know. It's just, I find it to be frustrating. I know there's probably more coming. But let's talk about some healthy things. I'm going to be making an anointing oil with essential oils and myrrh and frankincense essential oils and then avocado oil. But, you know, avocado oil is really, really good. They say it's really good for your to help reduce blood pressure. It helps to improve arthritis symptoms. Excuse me. Sorry. sorry. Yes, just a little congested. Yay. But it also is good for psoriasis and other skin problems. Says helps to boost heart health and lower cholesterol. So it's really good. I mean, I love avocado oil. I cook with it all the time. But it is a commonly used carrier for essential oils. You know, an ounce with, you know, three to six drops. You know, you could do peppermint, lavender for a homemade hair treatment. And I really just really like going ahead and going back to some old school stuff. You know, we need to kind of go back to some of the old ways. But here's an article from Dr. Axe. It says, avocado oil is the healthiest oil on the planet, ? They say they rank the benefit-rich avocado as one of the five top healthiest foods. So not surprising, avocado oil is one of the healthiest oils. Well, it's good for considering it has a great source of healthy fats and nutrients, including vitamin E. It helps with the prevention of diabetes, high cholesterol, high triglyceride levels, and skin issues. So it's could help normalize blood pressure, improve arthritis symptoms, beneficial for psoriasis, promotes heart healthy, may help lower cholesterol, and supports nutrient absorption, can contribute to fullness. It has antioxidant-like effects, and it's a safer cooking oil. So it's, you know, I use it all the time. So let's see here. The nutrition facts, unlike most fruits that are high in carbohydrates, avocados are uniquely high in fats. Yeah, avocados are fabulous. They don't contain any cholesterol or trans fats, and they're totally rich in vitamin E. And they contain vital nutrients like thiamine, riboflavin, and vitamin A. In some varieties of avocados, the flesh contains as much as 25% of unsaturated oil. Avocado oil nutrition does not come with all the nutrients of an avocado fruit itself. However, high-quality avocado oil is one of the healthier choices of cooking oil, especially for high heat. The unrefined oil that comes from the avocado is typically green in color with a rich, fatty odor. If the oil is refined, it has a yellowish color and smells less strong. It's 125 calories for a tablespoon, 14 grams of fat, and zero carbs. You know how we love that. And 3.6 milligrams of vitamin E. So it's high in fat, but it's good fat. So, and it's nice thing here, it says, according to studies published in the Journal of Nutrition, it helps to support nutrient absorption. So the addition of avocado oil nutrition to a meal can boost the absorption of carotenoids and in food. So, you know, Carotenoids are health-promoting antioxidants that are fat-soluble and depend on dietary fats. It says the study found that the addition of avocado oil to a salad highly significantly enhanced alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, and lutein. Lutein is great for your eyes. Beta-carotene is good for your eyes, your skin. Dietary carotenoids are thought to provide significant health benefits to the human body by decreasing the risk of disease, including eye diseases and some types of cancer. So in addition to healthy fats you can get from avocado oil nutrition, you can also up your absorption of other valuable nutrients. And it says here contributes to fullness. It helps you to like not produce that ghrelin, I think it's called. It says here, a 2018 study, participants were given meals containing high amounts of oleic acid and fatty acid that occurs naturally in avocados, and it significantly increased increased fullness and reduced desire to eat, which contributed to decreased food intake. So, on the other hand, participants given meals containing high amounts of linoleic acid, a polyunsaturated omega-6 fatty acid, experienced increased ghrelin levels, and that's the hormone that increases and encourages food intake, ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, ghrelin. Yeah, we've read about that before. Wow, it is great. Great for dry skin. You could use it on your hair. You could. The high smoke point's about 400 degrees Fahrenheit. It's great for salad. So it says here, let's go back to some of it. Promotes heart health and may help lower cholesterol. The oil that comes from avocados is a cholesterol-lowering food because it's high in monounsaturated oleic acid content, make it a beneficial choice when it comes to the heart. Research suggests that oleic acid, like other omega-9s, can help reduce the risk of heart disease. By decreasing inflammation and raising levels of high-density lipoproteins, that HDLs, your high HDL cholesterol is your good cholesterol. And the oleic acid and oil from avocados is also beneficial because it could lower your low-density lipoprotein, the LDL cholesterol, so that's your body's bad cholesterol. When I took my certification, I always remembered high being happy as being good and low being like our low vibe. You know, we're the high vibe tribe here. So, yes, HDL is your good cholesterol. LDL is your bad cholesterol. And then there are epidemiological evidence that the dietary monounsaturated fatty acids in oil from avocados have beneficial effect on the risk of coronary heart disease as well. So it's beneficial for psoriasis and other skin problems. But, you know, it has a great potential for long-term topical therapy for psoriasis. And let's see. It says here, why is it good? It's a rich supply of healthy fats, make it a natural moisturizer. It contains vitamins E to help soothe the skin. So I do a lot of coconut oil on my body, but I got some old avocado oil. Why not, right? What's it going to hurt? Stay topical. It may help improve arthritis symptoms. Remember, osteoarthritis occurs when cartilage between the joints wears down, causing inflammation and pain. And we just read that the inflammation, this avocado oil is good for an anti-inflammatory. So that is really a great thing because inflammation is bad juju stuff. So that would actually help to normalize your blood pressure, too. Oil from avocados is a smart choice if you're looking for natural ways to lower your blood pressure or maintain healthy blood pressure. The monounsaturated fats found in this oil can have beneficial effect pressure, hence your heart, when eaten in moderation, when used to replace saturated and trans fats. So we like avocado oil. I'm going to make this anointing oil and going to just keep praying about what's going on in our country and our world. I've heard some really really bad things, but we're not going to share bad right now. We're just gonna be joyful and prayerful and you know, be happy, be here, be happy, be awake, you know. Got to be careful, though, because of the global socialism. And, you know, one world government, I mean, you know, all, so many things, you know, all these different things that are coming out, the communists that plan the new world order, the global planned economy, I mean, just, you know, and then you've got this Agenda 21 here. I mean, I might have saved this already before, but let's, here we go. Let's do this. Let's see. I do have it already. But it says, global socialism is the supreme authority, the state, and absolute control. Biblical Christianity, the supreme authority is King Jesus. Supreme law, Luciferian Masonic rule of law, morals by, and dogma by Alfred Pike, just a norma. And the supreme law is God's eternal moral law as revealed in the Holy Bible, such as the Ten Commandments. The third thing is the movement objective, the creation of a totalitarian socialist new global order of government, like the world state, under the guise of sustainable development goals. Sound familiar? This deceptive, devil-inspired communist plan, new world order, includes at least seven elements. All right, here we go. Global planned economy and development via sustainable development. Okay, think about it, Bitcoin. UN global control over all human activity. See UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. This is totalitarianism, people. Number three, the creation of global classes, society free of all inequalities, universal values, beliefs, attitudes. You know, you can be any sex you want. You know, creation of global cashless society, control over all financial transactions. You notice they're not taking money from people anymore. Oh, we don't have enough change. Excuse me. Manufactured crisis. A government redistribution of wealth. That's called theft. Global education and amorality. No morality. You can be a boy if you want to. Have sex with as many people and whenever and whoever you want. And yes, abort babies after they're born. No problem. You know, hey, that's the thing. And then population control. Neo-Malthusianism. Human population reduction. See, global coalition of evil, socialist and globalist organizations advancing this leftist global agenda include United Nations, Open Society, that's George Soros' organization, by the way, who is the Lucifer himself. I wonder when he's going to go meet his maker. I mean, he's like 80-something years old, that old bastard. Sorry, don't wish anybody dead, but I mean, the man's an old man. Yeah, his time is going to come. So we've got this Open Society Foundation, Socialist International, Democrat Socialist of America. Yes, I hate Bern and little a-hole C. Oh, man, I didn't want to go here. But, hey, Club of Rome, Sierra Club, Greenhouse Crisis Foundation, Our Revolution, the World Government Summit. Oh, here, World Government Summit, the Bilderberger Group, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Fabian Society, Rockefeller Foundation, which is so sad, Ford Foundation, which is so sad, Gates Foundation, yeah, kill Bates. Oh, the Obama Foundation, Barky, you're such a fuckhead. Oop, I didn't say that. Organizing for Action, Southern Poverty Law Center, World Council of Churches, and other captives of the black arts, etc. The movement is rooted in ideological Marxism. The movement is anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-God's authority. The movement is active rebellion against the Lord's absolute moral commandments found in the Holy Bible. The movement proposes nations with open borders. National law is subject to global law. It disregards private property, rights of individuals and families. It advocates scientifically planned society controlled by a technocratic elite. It aims for government control of all health care, sustainable medicine, rationing, duty to die. All human bodies belong to the state. Aims for government control of all education of children. Yes, our the wonderful public schools, the indoctrination bastions, progressivism. Support socialist, social justice, international laws, world court, affirms normalization of LGBTQXW and other forms of sexual perversion, and it aims to vilify and criminalize biblical Christianity and Christian morality. So we are in some interesting times, okay? We are in some interesting times, and... You know, God, the Obama, not surprised, huh? Not surprised at all. Anyway, I don't know. I think we just need to keep praying. We need to understand what's going on. You know, there's a UN Agenda 2030. So start paying attention to that. And start paying attention to... how they're going to be talking about things. We are definitely in some interesting times, and a lot of people are very blinded, if you will. But here's the solution. I'm going to play this, and maybe we'll get on to some other happier things, like creating your vision. But this is important.
Corner, holding fast. You know I have to try. There's the inside. Saw you man on TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot into some people down. Gotta hate what lies ahead. We all get back to the Bible. Start to do what Jesus said. Like we never prayed before. Like a soldier in a war. Every woman, every man comes to study.
Start preaching again.
think God will bless America again? I hope so. I hope that we are smarter than the wicked ones. I hope the wicked is absolutely exposed. We are the high vibe tribe. We believe in liberty. We believe in freedom. We believe in freedom of speech. We believe in rugged individualism. We believe we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But remember, nobody's going to guarantee your happiness, okay? And we are a country that has got freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. But we keep going down these crazy times here in America. And, you know, entrepreneurship is the answer. It's the answer to freedom for a lot of people. But see, they're, with all these bureaucrats and all of what they're doing, they're going to hurt the small businesses. You know, I good golly, man. Good golly, man. You know, they should just leave us the hell alone. I mean, I'm a conservative, probably more libertarian. You know, you do your thing as long as I don't have to pay for it. Quite frankly, I think if you do your own thing and you just do it in peace, but don't be putting your crap on other people, maybe that would be a really good start. But the left, you know, they just want to push their agenda. I mean, let's just be free. Let's just be free. That's a good thing. Be free to be who you are, you know? And if we stick by great principles like watching our thoughts that become our words, watching our words that become our actions, watching our actions that become our habits, watching our habits that become character, and our character becomes our destiny. See, these are things, if we could go ahead and just be people of good, strong character and positive habits and positive mindsets and positive actions, yeah, you know? And then, you know, there's things that I have here, one of my favorite scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I say that every day. But that's a positive mindset. That's a great thought. And that is a word. That is God's word. You know, perfect freedom is the strongest desire of the soul. And we have to remember who we are, America. We have to remember who we are. We also have to remember this election. And we have to expose the darkness, and we have to expose the fraud. And I am just, you know, I'm just sitting here watching all of this going on. But I do know that individually, rugged individualism is the greatest thing for us. You know, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. So we are indoctrinating children in school with all this negative. If someone is, African American, oh, you've been persecuted your whole life. You are underprivileged. You know something? Believe me, bad student, not a good student, didn't pay attention. Care less. Teachers were boring. We've had this conversation. But, I heard, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. You know what? F you. I could do whatever I damn well please, as long as I'm not effectively hurting anybody else. You know, bastions of indoctrination are public schools. And, I mean, you know, they're taking away our beliefs. They're taking away our Bible. They're taking away everything from us. You know, we have got to choose joy. We've got to raise our vibrational energy. We have got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Proverbs 3:5. We have to have our faith over this fear that they're trying to perpetrate on us. We have to believe that we can have an extraordinary life because we are created by the Creator of the universe. But see, all of these people, they're all a bunch of atheists, and they don't want to believe in something bigger than them because they're globalists. And if they think there's something bigger than them, oh my gosh, that takes away their power. You are more powerful than any government. any government. Yes, we are a nation of laws. We believe in following the rule of law. We also believe in fair and honest elections where every vote counts, every legal and legitimate vote counts. We believe that only legitimate citizens, legal citizens, not people that try to build the system and sneak across the border here. I mean, yes, I understand there's people that are suffering and they come here as refugees. That's a different situation, but they're not citizens. And to be quite honest, where are we going to go after America goes into the toilet with these leftists? You know what? Joe Biden is, he stole the election. He's an illegitimate president. And illegitimate anything that is birthed illegitimately, according to the left, should be aborted. So, you know what? I think there's more to come here. I'm hoping. I mean, if he's president, fine. He's Dementia Joe, let's be real. Anyway, we are better than this. Our country is at a tipping point. You've got to show up. You've got to stand up. You've got to speak up and get healthy. You know, they talk about healthcare. You know what? Maybe you should be personally responsible and not be riding your little cart, your 600-pound rear end, your little cart down the Walmart aisle of chips and pointing to somebody getting you all these chips. Maybe if you lost a few pounds, you know, and I'm not fat-shaming anyone, but you know what? A lot of people don't take care of their health. They talk about, we need health care. How about being a little personally responsible? Maybe you need to stop smoking. Maybe you shouldn't be drinking. You know, why should I pay for somebody's smoking habits? Why should I be paying for someone's drug habits? Why should I be paying for somebody who decides to be an obese smartass when I work out every day and I watch what I eat? You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crude and rude, but you know what? It's not fair that you have to pay for other people's mistakes. You know, I mean, we should be personally responsible people, period. We are Americans, and we're better than this. Anyway, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment. You know what? We're going to get our country back. We have to. We have no choice. We have no choice. It's a matter of freedom, liberty, and true justice for all. Anyway, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Hopefully we'll catch you back here next time. And just be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see, be high-vibing, be happy. I'm happy. I'm just a little, today's a little, because I just don't think justice was served properly. And, you know, there is something about justice. But remember, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That is from our Bible. We exude high vibes. We only want high vibes. We have to have faith in the fear and trust in the Lord. So we can just be the change. So be well, be that blessed, and be free. Be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann Parisi. And peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. And, of course, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Happy 2021. Go out and do something good for some people today. Go live your life. Go exercise.